In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful, Taha. We have not sent the Quran down to you to distress you, but only as an exhortation for him who fears God. It is a revelation from him who has created the earth and the high heavens, the all-merciful, settled on the throne. To him belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth and whatever lies in between them and all that lies under the ground. Whether you speak aloud or in a low voice, he hears all. For he knows your secrets and what is even more hidden. God, there is no deity but him. His are the most excellent names. Have you heard the story of Moses? When he saw a fire, he said to his family,
"Wait here. I can see a fire. Perhaps I can bring you a brand from it, or find some guidance at the fire."
When he came close to it, a voice called out, "Moses, I am your Lord. Take off your sandals, for you are in the sacred valley of Tuwa. I have chosen you, so listen to what is being revealed. I am God. There is no deity save me, so worship me alone and say your prayers in my remembrance. The hour is coming, but I choose to keep it hidden so that every human being may be recompensed in accordance with his labors. Do not let anyone who does not believe in it and follows his own desires turn you away from it and so bring you to ruin. What do you have in your right hand, Moses?" He replied,
"It is my staff. I lean on it, and with it I beat down the leaves for my flock. I also have other uses for it."
God said, "Moses, cast it down." So he threw it down, and all of a sudden, it turned into a fast-moving serpent. God said, "Take a hold of it, and have no fear. We shall return it to its former state. Put your hand under your armpit. It will come out shining white, without any blemish. This shall be another sign. We shall show you some of our greatest signs. Go to Pharaoh. He has transgressed all bounds." Moses said,
"My Lord, open up my heart and make my task easy for me. Loosen the knot in my tongue, so that they may understand my speech. And appoint for me a helper from among my family, Aaron my brother. Strengthen me through him, and let him share my task, so that we may glorify you much and remember you much. You are surely watching over us."
God said, "You have been granted your request, Moses. Indeed, we showed our favor to you before also, when we revealed our will to your mother, saying, 'Put him into a chest, then cast it into the river. The river will cast it onto the bank, and there he shall be taken up by an enemy of mine and his. I showered my love on you, so that you might be reared under my watchful eye. Recall when your sister walked along and said, "Shall I guide you to one who will take care of him?" Thus, we returned you to your mother, so that her eyes might be cooled, and that she might not grieve. And you killed a man, and we delivered you from sorrow. We tested you with various trials. You stayed for a number of years among the people of Midian. Then you came up to the standard, Moses. I have chosen you for myself. Go, you and your brother, with my signs, and do not be remiss in remembering me. Go, both of you, to Pharaoh, for he has transgressed all bounds. But speak gently to him. Perhaps he may yet take heed, or even feel afraid." They both said,
"Our Lord, we fear that he may commit some excess against us, or exceed all bounds in transgression."
God said, "Do not fear. I am with you both. I hear and I see. Go to him and say, 'We are both messengers from your Lord. Let the children of Israel go with us, and do not oppress them. We have brought you a sign from your Lord, and may peace be upon whoever follows the right guidance. It has been revealed to us that punishment shall overtake him who rejects it and turns away.'" Pharaoh said,
Who then is the Lord of you both, Moses?
Moses replied,
Our Lord is he who has given everything its form, then guided it.
Pharaoh asked,
What about the previous generations?
Moses said,
My Lord alone has knowledge of that, recorded in a book. My Lord neither errs nor forgets.
It is he who has laid out the earth for you, and traced routes in it, and sent down water from the sky. We have brought forth every sort of plant with it, so eat and graze your cattle. In this there are signs for men of understanding. From the earth we have created you, and we will return you to it, and from it we shall bring you forth a second time. We showed Pharaoh all our signs, but he rejected them and refused to believe in them. He said,
Have you come to us to turn us out of our land by means of your magic, Moses? We will certainly bring you magic to match it. So appoint a time between us and you in an open space, which neither we nor you will fail to keep.
Moses said,
The day of the encounter will be the day of the festival. And let the people assemble when the sun has risen high.
So Pharaoh withdrew, devised his stratagem, and returned. Moses said to them,
Woe to you! Do not invent lies against God, lest he destroy you by some calamity. Whoever invents lies is bound to fail.
Then the magicians conferred among themselves, whispering to one another. They said,
Certainly they are both magicians who want to drive you out of your land by their magic and destroy your best traditions. Therefore, decide upon your plan and then come forward in ranks. Whoever gains the upper hand today shall surely triumph.
They said,
Moses, will you throw down first, or shall we be the first to throw down?
Moses said,
You throw down first.
Suddenly their ropes and staffs appeared to him, by their magic, to be moving about rapidly, and in his heart Moses became apprehensive. But we said,
Do not be afraid. It is you who shall prevail. Throw down that staff which is in your right hand. It shall swallow up what they have wrought, for what they have wrought is only a magician's trick. A magician shall never thrive, come whence he may.
The magicians then prostrated themselves. They said,
We believe in the Lord of Aaron and Moses.
Pharaoh said,
Have you believed in him before I permit you? He must be your master who has taught you magic. I will cut your hands and feet off on opposite sides and have you crucified on the trunks of palm trees. You shall know whose punishment is more severe and more lasting.
They said,
Never shall we prefer you to all the evidence of the truth that has come to us, nor to him who has brought us into being. So decide whatever you will. Your jurisdiction only covers the life of this world. We have believed in our Lord so that he may forgive us our sins and forgive us the sorcery that you have forced us to practice. God is the best and the most abiding.
Indeed, he who comes to his Lord, a sinner, shall be consigned to hell. He shall neither die therein nor live. But he who comes to him as a believer, having done good deeds, shall be exalted to the highest ranks. He will abide forever in the gardens of eternity, through which rivers flow. That is the recompense for those who purify themselves. We sent a revelation to Moses, saying,
Take away my servants by night, and strike for them a dry path through the sea. Have no fear of being overtaken, and do not be afraid.
Pharaoh pursued them with his hosts, but they were submerged by the sea, which was destined to overwhelm them. For Pharaoh had led his people astray and did not guide them.